Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Every day the numbers are going up. There was a report out of China saying coronavirus peaked. And we were like, what? That was out of yesterday. We're like, really? It peaked? It peaked meaning it's at its peak and then it's going to come back down. A lot of us didn't believe it. And the cases are not slowing. Well, maybe they could be slowing a little bit, but they're not going back down. It's still going up. Unfortunately, we have 31,481 clocked cases as of this program and this broadcast, and it's probably going to go up in the next hour when we get our next report. 638 reported deaths, mostly in China. Multiple countries affected now. I think North Korea has confirmed their first case as of today. I think they're the 39th country that has been reported having a case. No new cases in the U.S., 12 confirmed, but we do have a cruise ship that has been docked, and we have some patients coming in to a hospital in America, not necessarily U.S. cases, so that's why that number is still at 12. Again, symptoms of coronavirus, just like flu, fever, chills, body aches, cough, runny nose. I got to tell you something. I did telemedicine. And in the last 3 days, I have had a huge surge of flu sort of symptoms. And I'm asking everybody, any exposure to China, any exposure to somebody, you know, that could have had coronavirus, you know, just a surge of flu-like. And I'm like, guys, can you go in and get swabbed? I don't want to diagnose you with influenza A or B without being able to tell you that's what it is. It sounds like it's regular flu, but I need to look at the CDC numbers, which kind of come out usually a week or two after we, you know, are going through it, to see if there really was a surge of flu. But I cannot tell you how many cases of flu-like symptoms people have called in for, whether it's a high fever, whether it's a low fever, whether it's body aches, cough. Usually the cough is supposed to be dry. Some people say the cough is wet. With coronavirus, same symptoms. And so, you know, telemedicine is huge now. I love telemedicine. I think we provide an amazing service to people that don't have access to a doctor. The problem is I can't swab you. And I can't test you to tell you if it's flu, or I can't get you to a health department to test you if you have coronavirus. And so the one thing I'm just a little nervous about is if there are cases in the U.S., mild cases, we may never know about it because they may be mild and say, well, I don't need to go anywhere, or they might call telemedicine and not get tested. So this could be a huge problem. In fact, as much as I am a fan of telemedicine, I think telemedicine is fantastic, and I hope it still continues to thrive. On the other end, the bad to it is where's our epidemiological studies going to come from? If we're doing things over the phone and having virtual doctors and things like that, there's all these companies now coming up with ways to do telemedicine, then who's going to give us the flu counts? Who's going to be, what about, you know, gonorrhea, chlamydia? We're not supposed to treat that online, but people know how to lie. They're like, oh, I need a Z-Pak for something, you know, and so people can, you know how to get away, you know, get around the system so they don't have to have blood work. I'm really worried about our numbers and what we end up getting from that. So, back to coronavirus, okay? Yes, I provide commentary. 31,203 cases, 636 deaths. The whistleblower who had allegedly died, and then we were told, nope, he's still alive. Li Lingling, I apologize, I don't have the name again. He was the 34-year-old ophthalmologist who originally said, hey guys, you gotta look at this, something's not right. He talked to medical colleagues and let them know December 30th that he saw a SARS sort of picture, a severe acute respiratory syndrome sort of picture, told medical colleagues, got arrested for it, got detained, ended up getting coronavirus himself January 12th, ended up being confirmed with coronavirus by the end of the month. Now, supposedly, he died. So it is affecting younger people, not just older people. But what's very, very interesting is tobacco might actually be helping us get the vaccine. Not so much big tobacco, but there's this fast farming technique you guys are going to hear about. And fast farming technique is kind of now in the race to help make the vaccine. A biotech company in Texas, even though there's no cases in Texas, is teaming up with a Chinese company, Beijing CC Farming LTD, to develop a vaccine in lightning speed against coronavirus. And what they're doing is they're using this fast farming technique. I think they're working with iBio. We've talked about iBio before in the past. iBio doesn't use any animal products from what we understand to do their testing, but they use plants. And a very sturdy, easy to grow plant is tobacco. And so they're going to grow tobacco-based plants, grow them under lights, then use bacteria to design these plants to be able to make proteins that we could use for the coronavirus vaccine. Wow. We do have to still grow tobacco. But if we're not going to be smoking tobacco, we might need to be using tobacco in medical pharma. We've talked about how tobacco, they use tobacco to help make the Ebola vaccine. So it kind of is interesting how things kind of come around. This technology is kind of interesting. It's not being very well described because obviously they don't want their secrets out. But it does involve, you know, goading it's genetic engineering. It involves goading a living being, a living entity, and then they're using plants instead of animals, to be able to make things that your body could recognize as the virus so that we could attack it. Now, I'm not saying smoke, okay? Tobacco does not cure coronavirus, okay? That's not what's going on. But looks like researchers are going to be using tobacco plants to help make our vaccine. Very cool. I don't give a damn what they use, as long as they don't use chocolate, because chocolate's supposed to be going in short supply. But use something. All right, that's the latest on coronavirus. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Dr. Ali.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. I don't sing well on Fridays. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. Big thanks to Justice Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So this story came out in 2001, but it's all over the place. I'm telling you guys, this came out in 2001. What ended up happening, and it's all in the news, but you need to know it's an old story, but it kind of revives a joke that's been going around recently with Baby Yoda, is a waitress who worked at Hooters. She was 26 years old at the time, quit her job and sued her former employer because they tricked her into becoming Employee of the Month. Why is that a big deal? She thought she would win a Toyota in return for all that hard work. Instead of getting a Toyota vehicle, she got a toy Yoda. She didn't want a doll. So according to court documents, Jody Berry and her co-workers were informed that next month's prize for selling the most beer was a Toyota. This served as a huge, powerful incentive for everyone involved. Jody was going to win it, and she won it. On the big day, she was blindfolded and taken out to the parking lot. She thought she was going to be handed the keys to her car. Instead, it was a box with Yoda in it. A toy. She didn't think it was funny. She didn't think it was funny at all. And so she sued her bosses for fraudulent misrepresentation. The lawsuit was settled in 2002 for an undisclosed amount, which means attorneys and her former employers probably realized that they didn't stand much of a chance in court. So my guess is, with the type of money or the amount of money she got, she was probably able to get herself a Toyota. I think back in 2001, some of the cars were anywhere from $12,000 to $18,000. So if she got anything in that realm, she probably got herself a new Toyota anyway. But it's circulating. It's an old story, guys. It's like a 20-year-old story, 19-year-old story. But, you know, I bring it up because this is interesting. Employee gifts. How to incentivize your employees. Incentivization is important, and unfortunately, we're going to see a little bit of a lack of it as we have new minimum wage laws going into effect, you know, this next year. People are freaking out. I know the economy is good. Trump is able to boast some really good job numbers. January upticked really nice in terms of jobs, considering usually after Christmas season, jobs go down. Apparently a lot of hiring. Fantastic economy. We haven't seen this in years. But minimum wage is going to be going up, which a lot of us agree needs to be done. But employers are going to feel the pinch. I'm hearing of a lot of people wanting to sell their businesses, sell their franchises, going up close to a dollar or more per employee per hour is huge. It's a huge jump. Now, people could argue, well, it should have been going up anyway this whole time. I'm with you on that. We probably should have had every year. I kind of like the cost of living increase every year. Everything goes up a little bit. This way you don't have to all of a sudden go up $1, $2, $3, $4 an hour. But because it is going up as a big jump, it might startle some employers. And so people need incentives. Employees need to kind of, you know, feel that edge. I know for me, if there's an incentive to do something, it's like Pavlovian's response. I mean, I will salivate. I will go for the cheese. I like incentives. It works for me. You know, I've had salary jobs. I've had, you know, per hour and, you know, getting tips jobs, things like that. Even though I still busted my butt on salary jobs because I wanted to look like I'm doing a good job, I got to tell you, I enjoy the jobs where you got tips, things like that, where you had, if I want to make more money, I could do it. If I don't want to make more money, I could, you know, slow down. And I just kind of like that control. So if you're a manager and you're being told by, you know, higher ups, look, minimum wage is going up, so we're not going to be upping bonuses. Bonuses are going to be tight. We're not going to be doing Christmas parties this year, things like that. We got a problem with staff. And so what do you do to kind of still keep the momentum up? Or if you work in a company where management does nothing in terms of incentivizing, what could you guys do amongst yourselves? And so I think there's a lot of different things, okay? So first, if you're a manager, and if you were a good manager, okay, you would still do incentives, but what you can do is do an incentive where they get something that's rather than, you know, just money or something that they could spend somewhere or whatever, something that they really, really want at work. So let's say there's a cooler computer. You know, let's say somebody wants a MacBook as opposed to these older computer type things. And you have a contest going on at work. All right? They will get the fancier computer at work or the iPad or whatever if they win. So it's not something they take home. It's not something they quit. Because that's the other thing, too. A lot of people, when they get their bonus or they quit, and then you're like, I just dumped thousands of dollars and they left. But if it's something that can make their life awesome at work, one of those massagers that you could add to a chair, free lunch for a week at work. Company will buy your lunch up to $15 a day at work. It's still money in the bank. It's still something that pleases them, but they can't really cash it in if they quit. And that's really cool. If I get free lunch for a week, I like that. I think that's awesome. Or you get to leave early on Friday. You got a half day. Or you get to leave 1 hour a day earlier that week. So these are little incentives you could do that really doesn't cost the company too much money, but it makes people kind of excited that there's a win. And you have to also pick something where it's not always the goody two-shoes that always gets it. Because if one person keeps winning, that's not fair. But you also don't want the person to win to then, you know, go, well, I won, so I'm not going to be able to get something. No, no, no. You kind of want everybody to think that there's, you know, possibilities. Maybe there's a first prize, second prize, third prize in terms of productivity, et cetera. And I'm going to tell you, whenever you do productivity type stuff, it really does. You get your money back. My guess is this Toyota thing or this, you know, whatever, my guess is they really pushed the beer. My guess is those beer sales jumped, which means they made the money. So why not, you know, incentivize and help? Now, what if you work for a company where they are going to be, they're going to be in a little bit of shell shock with the new changes? And so it's not going to be that fun. There's not going to be any raises. There's not going to be, so then, you know, then what I would do if I were you is come up with ideas that you can bring up to management where, again, it's not really going to cost the company money. Where, you know, somebody gets a half day off and the other employees have to, you know, will cover for them. And so they still get a treat, but, you know, the company doesn't lose money. Or there's contests among the employees, all right, we'll pay for your lunch on Friday. Or we'll bring in potluck and you get to eat for free breakfast and lunch at work or something like that. So, you know, a lot of people throwing money in a pot. I love those. Or you throw money. I've never won a football, you know, board. I've never won those, you know, 0700. I'm never on the square. So I don't really win those. I'd never win bingo. I never win keno. I never win like that. But it would be kind of cool where, all right, on Fridays, all right, everybody puts in $5. Okay? And we're going to pick three numbers today. And whoever's the closest with those numbers or whatever, win the top three prizes. You know, or win a third of the money. And then you guys do that each week with everybody getting a chance to win. You know, $5 going into a pool could be pretty fun. Now, I don't know if there's laws, but, you know, there's little things you could do. And, you know, being excited about going to work, being, you know, incentivized to do more, you know, getting excited about your job, you know, it really takes a good leader. It really takes a good manager. And, you know, it's going to be kind of a little different landscape over the next few years because employers are going to be taking a hit. You know, I didn't realize this, but if an employer pays your health care, they could pay you a different minimum wage. Minimum wage is different if you get health insurance and if you don't. And the reason why is health insurance is so expensive. So, it's going to be interesting. I know I always kind of end it with that because the bumper's going on, but it will be not interesting in a good way. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Indeed. individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Employers across the United States added 225,000 jobs last month, smashing what economists had predicted, which was 158,000 jobs to be added in the month of January. President Trump reacts to the latest jobs report.
We just came out with fantastic job numbers. I think it was 230,000 or something thereabouts, which was much higher than projection. So jobs continue to be great. Our country continues to do great. I'm now going to North Carolina. Some of you maybe are coming, but the jobs report just came out, and it's great.
Severe storms are claiming the lives and causing trouble in the South. At least five people have died because of the storms. They were in Alabama, South Carolina, North Carolina, and Tennessee. Possible or confirmed tornadoes were spotted in Virginia, Maryland, Florida, and Alabama. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We will be back. We're back now. We will be seeing a snow moon. Did you guys hear about this? We have a snow moon. I know we have red moons and blood moons and blue moons. And I guess it's a snow moon because it's the full moon of February. I guess Native Americans gave us the name full snow moon for the full moon in February, which they knew to arrive during the time of year that typically brought heaviest snows. Some also call the February full moon as the full hunger moon or the full bone moon, because food stores often began running low at this point in the winter. Some tribes named it the no snow in the trails moon and the shoulder to shoulder fire moon. So then the next full moon is going to be the full worm moon. It will be the first of three consecutive super moons when it peaks Monday, March 9th. So I guess big moons or full moons have certain names. So interesting. So this snow moon will appear this weekend, but it will not affect the weather. According to Farmer's Almanac, northeastern Native American tribes refer to the second full moon of the winter as the snow moon because of February's heavy snow. And some call it a supermoon because it's going to be one of the biggest moons of 2020, and it is going to look especially large when rising and setting. Some people get very turned on and amorous during this, so it may be a very, very, very sexy time for a lot of us. Experts disagree on what constitutes a supermoon, according to Earth Sky. Fred Espenak, known as Mr. Eclipse, lists this weekend's event as a supermoon, but some say, nah. First supermoon is going to happen March 9th. So what is a supermoon? Well, a supermoon is a full moon that occurs when the moon is at the closest point to Earth in its orbit. That's why it looks so big. The moon is important for other reasons as well. The full moon signals the start of Jewish celebrations like Tu B'Shvat. Tu B'Shvat is known as the new year of the trees. So when it comes around the March time of the year, it's that Tu B'Shvat is where we kind of celebrate the trees. It's also the first full moon of the new Chinese New Year, which signifies the end of Chinese New Year celebrations and the day of the Chinese Lantern Festival. They say the moon also coincides with an important Buddhist festival, Magna Pua, on February 9th. That festival commemorates a spontaneous gathering of 1,250 of Buddha's followers to hear the Ova Da Hapa Timoka. It's a famous sermon by Buddha. I apologize if I didn't pronounce it right. So when is the moon going to be fullest? 2:33 a.m. Eastern time, so 11:33 Western Pacific time, on February 8th, Saturday night, or February 9th, Sunday, at 2:33 a.m. Eastern time. So you bundle up, get outside, and then you see the snow moon. Pretty interesting stuff. When I think of moon, I think of Bruce Almighty with Jennifer Aniston. And Jennifer Aniston was looking at the moon, and he decides to bring the moon closer and, you know, get her more in the mood, and then they have some amazing sex, whatever, and then all these tides and, you know, weather patterns happen the next day, and it was kind of cute how they did that. Now, speaking of Jennifer Aniston, Friends is back in the news. Friends was a show that I think it last spanned over a decade. It was fantastic. It was, I think, fantastic writers. Friends was very, very good. I still see reruns, and it's amazing how much of it was politically incorrect back then. But one of the reasons why Friends did so well is they pushed the envelope. So they pushed the envelope in terms of sex, in terms of, you know, butt smacking and harassment and things like that. And so, you know, if you watch some of the shows, you're like, okay, yeah, they can't do that now. They can't do that now. But that's one of the reasons why it became so popular. Like, there was a scene where Jennifer Aniston was in a dress and she needed to be zipped, right? So she goes over to Joey and says, can you zip me? And so he starts to zip her and she goes up, zip me up, because he was obviously zipping it down. So something like that in this day and age would have been, oh, that's harassment, that's assault, but that is exactly what, that's why the show became so popular. Not that I think it's appropriate for men to unzip your clothes when you don't want it to. This show interweaved that kind of type of stuff and the sexual tension between some of the actors were very, was very popular. Well, the entire cast had, negotiated years ago and did not like their pay, and they tried to strike. And I think they eventually won $1 million an episode, but then I think the season ended about a year or two later. And I think it was time to end. You know, when you watch some of the later ones, I don't know if the writers changed or whatever, but, you know, certain jokes got old. I mean, some jokes were still fantastic, but it did. It got old, you know. But now there may be a reunion. And the six stars were originally offered $1 million per show, and they're like, nope. Especially since a lot of the stars aren't really doing much. I mean, Jennifer Aniston still is, but so now they might make anywhere between $2.25 million and $2.5 million for the show. Six stars with Jennifer Aniston, Courtney Cox, Lisa Kudrow, Matt LeBlanc, Matt Perry, and David Schwimmer. The special is going to be reportedly a one-time show that will last 1 hour. So it wouldn't be the renewal of the sitcom. The outlet reported the special will be a retrospective and interviews with the cast and potentially hosted by Ellen DeGeneres. Now, I don't know if that would be that popular. Yeah, people want to know what happened to Joey and all that, but people don't like to see, you know, 50-year-old Jennifer Aniston. People don't want to see 50-year-old Joey. I don't know how well that's going to, you know, turn out. A representative for HBO told Fox News the Deadline reports that claimed the stars are going to make closer to $3 to $4 million for their appearance. That might be speculation. So, you know, the actors were making about $1 million for the final two seasons. The series, I guess, ended in from 1994 to 2004. It kind of sends chills down your spine because they show the New York skyline. So when you watch Friends, the skyline includes the World Trade Centers. And, you know, the show, again, started in 1994. And so you see the World Trade Centers, you know, until after 2001. 2002 shows. So it's you know, it was a part of our past. We forget how old the show is. It's over 20 years old. You kind of forget because, again, we see the reruns all the time. Warner Media acquired the show for $425 million, according to The Hollywood Reporter. And this is going to be the first time the cast appears together on screen in 16 years. They have been reconnecting, making their friendships more public, etc. And, you know, a lot of little drama, you know, who slept with who, did David Schwimmer really have a relationship with Jennifer Aniston, all that other stuff. So, I bring this up not because, you know, I really care about sitcoms coming back and all that, but entertainment has changed. And, you know, in the 90s, it was a lot about sex. And Seinfeld gained a huge popularity. In the 90s, Seinfeld was a huge hit because, again, they talked about masturbating. They talked about sex. Not that there's anything wrong with it when you talk about gay. People thinking Seinfeld had been gay in the show. And so the sexual topics, because in the 80s, a lot of it, like Family Ties and, you know, Different Strokes and Silver Spoons, they were more kind of family goody two-shoe shows. All of a sudden in the 90s, it's like, yeah, we're going to talk about sex. We're going to talk about breasts. We're going to talk about, you know, and it, they were hits. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
She's alive. She's alive.
Alive. All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So they say female social workers, nurses, health aides, and retail cashiers seem to have poorer heart health than women working in other jobs. This study looked at 65,000 postmenopausal women, and researchers found that women working in the above jobs were more likely to experience poor heart health. They looked at age, race, marital status, education, and found that a female social worker was 36% more likely to have heart problems, while female retail cashiers were 33% more likely. Female psychiatric healthcare providers, female home health aides, female nurses were each 16% more likely to suffer from poor heart health. Registered nurses, RNs, had a 14% greater risk of the same. That's according to a news release from American Health Association, Heart Association. Now, female real estate brokers and sales agents were 24% less likely to suffer from poor heart health. Female administrative assistants were 11% less likely. So this is going to be presented at the American Heart Association Scientific Sessions this coming weekend. But they say, the study authors say several of the professions that had a high risk of poor cardiovascular health were healthcare providers, such as nurses and home health aides. This is surprising because these women are likely more knowledgeable about cardiovascular health risk factors. They say we interpret this to mean that it's important to look beyond individual factors, such as health knowledge, to better understand the context of healthcare and other jobs that negatively impact cardiovascular health in women. So, you know, somebody might say, well, let's say you have a one demographic, you know, associated with social workers. They already screen that out. So it looks to me like those who deal with helping others seem to be more at risk. You know, nurses, psychiatric healthcare providers, female social workers. Not sure the difference between retail cashiers and sales agents in terms of why such a big discrepancy with that. But it just kind of reminds you that when somebody's in the healthcare profession, they're not immune. You know, I see doctors and nurses stressed beyond belief. Maybe it's because we take our work home with us. Maybe it's because our day isn't all fun and gumdrops and cotton candy and giggles. You know, home life is stressful. A lot of people, see, I used to, you know, growing up, home life was kind of stressful. So going to school was my fun time. And school's not fun. But in comparison, I'd rather be at school than home. I hated having days off. I hated Memorial Day, Labor Day, you know, summer break. I wanted to be in school because I hated being home. I was bored. I'd get in trouble. I didn't like my siblings. I wanted to be at school. School was more fun. I know I was a weird kid, but yeah. And so my home life now is awesome. But when the kids are at school and hubby's working, I don't want to be home. I want to be at work. So here you are at work, but work, it's, you know, flu, somebody died, depression, can't sleep, husband cheated, wife cheated. You know, it's not very easy days. And so I think what this study reminds us is it's not just smoking that puts your heart at risk. It's not just blood pressure. It's not just diabetes. It's not just cholesterol. It's not just a family history of heart disease, lack of an activity. It's also stress. If your day is full of stress and you say this job is killing me, you're right. There's a lot more truth to that statement. Your job could be killing you. You have got to leave that job. Now, it could be you. It could be you might be, you know, not liking somebody at work, or you might be making something a bigger deal than it is. But it doesn't matter. If you don't like being there at that job, you got to find a new job. You can't work in a place when you're unhappy. A lot of places out there that are toxic work environments. They're toxic. And we call it toxic because it hurts you. Whether it's your psyche, whether it's your physical being, it hurts you. And we talked about that. Not easy just going to find another job, but I got to tell you, if you are going to switch jobs, now's the time to do it while the economy's good. And while there seems to be more jobs. From what we understand, there were 225,000 jobs added to the economy. Fortunately, 225,000 jobs. January's mild weather maybe played a role in strengthening the pace of hiring. There was a boost from construction companies adding 44,000 jobs. Average hourly earnings rose 7 cents, which was a 0.2% increase. People thought that coronavirus that has killed over 600 people could have possibly caused, you know, an economic slump with us. There were definite issues in China, but we think so far for now, so far so good. So, like I said, if there was an issue, you know, where you're like, I think I want to find a new job, I don't know if I would wait till the next, you know, until after the election. Now, speaking of coronavirus, a Royal Caribbean cruise ship has docked in New Jersey. Four Chinese passengers have been taken to the hospital for coronavirus testing by medics, not wearing masks, they said. 23 others are screened by the CDC. So I think we have about 70, 80 people currently being tested, but only 12 confirmed cases in the United States. And this Royal Caribbean ship called the Anthem of the Seas docked in Bayonne, New Jersey, around 6 a.m. on Friday morning. It went from the Bahamas, and it had 27 Chinese nationals held in isolation in one of the ship's restaurants. Four of the Chinese passengers who had traveled to the cruise directly from China was rushed off the ship for testing a coronavirus. At least one was carried on a stretcher by medics, but the medics were not wearing masks or other protective garments. Maybe gloves. So we're not really too sure what that person had. Four passengers were taken to the University Hospital Newark, which has a negative pressure isolation room, so that other people in other rooms don't get it. One of the four passengers had a fever on the ship, but the fever went away when they were given Tylenol. The other passengers had no other symptoms. So the other 23 Chinese nationals who had not boarded the cruise directly from China were interviewed and screened. And Mayor Davis was told, I was advised, CDC considers this below low-risk situation, and that health authorities had released the thousands of non-Chinese passengers without other action needed. Now, this makes people nervous because they're like, well, wait a second. You know, what if that ship brought coronavirus? It is scary. Again, I don't want people to panic, but it, you know, I'm just as worried about flu. I'm worried about any other sort of respiratory illness. But since we don't know much what's going on with coronavirus, apparently if the CDC is not too concerned and they let them go, that's a good sign. Apparently, the Anthem of the Seas departed Bayonne and then went to San Juan, January 30th, Puerto Rico. Then went to Philipsburg, San Martin, the Dutch Antilles, on 31, on January 31st. February 1st, they hit St. John's, Antigua. February 2nd, Castries, St. Lucia. February 3rd, Basseterre, Port Zante, St. Kitts Island. And then February 7th, returned to Bayonne. So, you know, we'll see if there's any cases then in those ports, because most people get off ports. But, you know, the U.S. currently bans any non-citizens from entering the country if they have traveled to mainland China in the preceding 2 weeks. None of the passengers on the ship were from Wuhan, which is the epicenter of the coronavirus, or had traveled there recently, the mayor said. Joint Base McGuire-Dix Lakehurst in New Jersey and Fort Hamilton in Brooklyn have both been designated as emergency camps to quarantine potential patients in the event of an outbreak in the U.S. The ship has a capacity of 4,100. We don't know how many people were on board. And, again, they're unsure when, you know, people start to get nervous and when people start to be quarantined. But people are nervous because there's 31,000 cases across the world, 638 reported deaths, multiple countries reporting cases. Not only does the United States have 12, Canada has reported 7, France 6, the UK 3, Spain 1, Belgium 1, Sweden 1, Italy 3, United Arab Emirates 5, India 3, Sri Lanka 1, Malaysia 14, Singapore 33, Vietnam 12, Australia 15, Macau 10, Hong Kong 24, Japan 86. South Korea 24, Thailand 25, Germany 13. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.